USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Utah and New Jersey are the two latest states to confirm cases of the Omicron variant. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says it should take another week before we know the real impact of the variant. He says if you're worried, you should
get vaccinated and get boosted. You can visit vaccines.gov. You can text your zip code to that number there, or you can call and find out where vaccines and boosters are available.
Over 97% of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention employees have been vaccinated, according to new data released by the Department of Health and Human Services. An appearance this weekend by former President Trump's Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark at the House Committee investigating the January 6th attack has been postponed due to an unspecified medical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The community of Oxford, Michigan is holding a vigil for the victims of the deadly high school shooting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Michiganders are strong, but we are brokenhearted right now. This week we lost four beautiful young souls.
3 days ago, a gunman opened fire in the school, killing four students and injuring several others. A 15-year-old has now been charged as an adult, and now his parents are also facing charges. Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents of Ethan Crumley met with the school's principal a few hours before the shooting took place. A teacher had found a drawing of a gun showing a person bleeding and the words, "Help me." After the meeting, the parents sent Ethan back to class. McDonald was asked if the tragedy could have been avoided.
I'm not going to give you a political answer, and I'm not going to cover for anybody, and I'm just going to say what I think, and that is, of course he shouldn't have gone back to that classroom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Red state governors are continuing to take issue with President Biden's vaccine mandate.
If you feel President Biden is overreaching his authority when mandating your health and what goes into your body, you're not alone. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Newsmax Thursday says his state is involved in three lawsuits against President Biden's vaccine mandates because the Constitution does not give unilateral authority to the president.
I don't support a federal mask mandate or vaccine mandates, and quite frankly, not only do I not support it, the reality is that the United States Constitution does not support it. It does not give unilateral authority to this president to do anything that he wants to do. The vaccine, and I encourage other Mississippians to do the same because I do think that they are effective. However, I also believe in our United States Constitution.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States reported an average of 86,000 new COVID-19 cases per day last week. With the Omicron variant just beginning to spread in the country, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients describes new initiatives to stop the spread this winter.
First, launching a public education campaign for boosters. Second, reimbursing doctors for COVID-19 vaccine counseling. And third, expanding teams of emergency volunteers to help treat COVID patients around the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.